ASL than she was, Izzy thrived on challenges. Whether it meant beating her sister at cards, or eating the most hot dogs, or even jumping from the highest point and not breaking her ankle, okay, maybe a sprain, or her most recent success of graduating with a newborn, she had it covered. Izzy was up for any challenge. She had to be. At the reception desk, a little girl around 6 or 7 years old colored on a sheet of loose paper. Her hair was set in multiple tight braids. Beside her, a black woman wore a headset as she signed to her computer. Izzy guessed it was a video call, so she stood aside, trying not to think of her engorged, milk-filled breasts. She hadn't mentioned the whole milk-making thing when she interviewed and accepted this job, and if she didn't pump at some point, she'd be leaking by the end of the day. Of all the possible worst first-day impressions that could happen, milk leaking from her nipples had never been a contender before today. The call finished, and the receptionist's dark-brown eyes took in Izzy standing there in all her awkward fight-or-flight glory. "Can I help you?" she signed. Izzy swallowed and raised her hands, fingerspelling her name and following it up with her sign name, her nickname, with both Z's signed at once. In ASL, names didn't have predetermined signs. Each one was custom fit for the user. At least two members of the community were needed to give someone a sign name, and Izzy was 6 months pregnant when she earned hers.
"Isabel Feinberg, I'm the new office assistant."
The receptionist's face lit up. She removed her headset, standing to reveal a long black tunic top covering rainbow-striped leggings.
"Oh, hi! I'm Shanice."
She placed her hands on the little girl's shoulders.
"And this is Madison. She's helping me since there's no school today. Isn't that right?"
Madison nodded.
"Let me call Deanna. She takes care of all the new staff."
Izzy prided herself on catching Shanice's fingerspelling. A year and a half ago, her fingerspelling reception skills had been crap. Reason number one, why she couldn't find Archie's father. She never caught the man's name. She'd met him at a deaf event, back when she could barely sign, "Hi, my name is," never mind, "Are you sure that condom worked?" But she hadn't forgotten him, or the floppy blonde hair and brown eyes that had inhabited her dreams since that fateful night. She'd gone to every deaf event she could since then, hoping to find him again. But it was as though she'd had an immaculate conception. Wouldn't be the first Jewish woman to experience one. She shifted the bag on her shoulder, the one holding her lunch and pumping supplies, as she made small talk with Shanice. The receptionist was an interpreter student working in the community to improve her skills. Izzy still wasn't sure what she wanted to do long term. Interpreting would give her more job flexibility, so it was something to consider for the future. A woman with short brown hair came to the front desk, and Izzy remembered Deanna from her interviews. The casual yet professional attire said she could hold her own in a business meeting and also chase a toddler down the street, all without breaking a sweat. The woman had the same friendly smile she'd had before, the kind that could put even a scolded toddler at ease, and Izzy relaxed while shaking her hand. Deanna took a moment to check on Madison's drawings. The little girl perked up at the attention, and Izzy took that to mean it wasn't unusual for Shanice's daughter to be at work with her. She followed Deanna on the mini tour of the building and up to the second floor, where she signed her paperwork and went over company policies, including a no dating coworkers clause that Izzy didn't have any intention of questioning. Instead of policies, Izzy wanted to ask about the new social media manager, the person most in need of an assistant at the moment, and she'd be working with him first. He'd been only recently hired when she interviewed, so he hadn't been present. She hoped he also had the laid-back vibe everyone else projected. Before she could ask about a private space to pump, they were on the move again. Deanna took her from office to office, making introductions, until they arrived at a closed door at the end of the hall. Izzy glanced at the label. Nolan Holtzman, Social Media, as Deanna opened the door enough to stick a hand in.